big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host, and this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Christopher Wesley. It's been a while since I've had him on the podcast, but we've actually talked a little bit, and we actually saw each other at the Orange Conference, and we kind of get into that in our interview, so I won't give it away all there. But Chris has been a great friend of mine over the years, and he is a fantastic resource for ministers all over, in particular for student ministers. And so I brought him on because I wanted to talk about summertime and how to use the summer to train your volunteers, because let's be honest, it's the summertime. It's a great opportunity for you to connect with students, but it's also a great opportunity for you to connect with your leaders and train them and equip them for the upcoming fall, which is where you get a ton of stuff done. So it's fantastic having Chris back on the podcast as we talk about summertime ideas, but also just as a little teaser for the end of during the conversations for you to be paying attention, Christopher offers us a special deal. All the YM Sidekick podcast listeners have a special deal throughout the month of June to get some valuable training resources from Chris and his group. So it's fantastic. I'm excited about it. We have a great conversation. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Christopher Wesley talking about summertime training ideas for you and your volunteers team. With me right now is my friend Christopher Wesley. Chris, how are you?
Tom, I'm doing fantastic. You know, it feels like it's been forever since we've chatted, although we did see each other for the first time. I mean, we've known each other for a couple of years right now, and but we actually met face-to-face, person-to-person for the first time not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, usually I kind of get a feel for who's going to be at like we were at the Orange Conference, and I didn't see anything particularly with you if you were going to be there or not. So I'm going to a session, and all of a sudden to my right, I see someone that looks like you, and I'm like, wait a second, could that be the Christopher Wesley? I mean, could that be him? And so I walk by, I'm like, nah. And then I was like, I got to go talk to him. And so that was you, and it was exciting to meet you for the first time in person.
Well, it's a gamble, too, considering that there's a lot of us that have thick-rimmed glasses and beards that wear flannel at those conferences. So, but no, it was so good to run into you. And, yeah, I haven't, like, been on social media in the same way that I was before, but it was definitely good to meet you. And now we can be officially friends and not just friends via social media. So, yeah, no, things are going well. Things are great as we're entering this summer weather and whatnot. So I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. And I don't know if the weather's too much different from where I'm at, but it's been nice and cool the past few days.
Yeah.
So kind of no humidity. It's just been nice and cool. So it makes me excited. So, definitely. Okay, well, as you know, it's the summertime, or we're gearing into summer stuff. And I feel like summertime, in particular for me, is great for volunteer recruitment and development. So what are you doing, or what's your mindset in regards to volunteers right now this time of year? What are you doing? What are you focusing on?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think summertime is definitely the best time to connect with volunteers. And so, you know, a couple of things that we're trying are different than things I've done before, but I don't necessarily consider them like out of the box, like breaking news kind of methodology. So be prepared to be disappointed in some people. But, you know, like one of the things that I think we stress out about when it comes to volunteer training is we try to find the perfect weeknight. You know, we consider maybe a Sunday when we would have had the youth program if, you know, we changed things up in the summer and everything. And, you know, I was looking at a lot of what my volunteers do, and I would say 50% of them are either stay-at-home parents, empty nest, retirees, or people who have flexible careers. And so one of the things that we're going to schedule throughout the summer are just different lunch and learns for our volunteers. So basically a chance for them to get free lunch from me, but also a chance to talk about different aspects of ministry. And so that's the first thing, is looking at different and alternate times that we're going to meet. But we're still going to have some evening meetings because, you know, some of our volunteers are a little bit busy. But, you know, let's face it, like, it's a summer evening and everything. And do you want to have a cookout, or you just want to relax with your family on the back porch? Last thing you want to do is drive all the way to church, sit in a fluorescent light room and learn, even if it's a captivating and important subject. So we're definitely looking at creative times and places for when we can do trainings this summer. And we've got already a couple on the calendar. We're communicating that to our leaders.
Well, that's good to hear. I love your idea because I actually think, too, whenever I'm doing a training over the summer, like during the school year, I feel like I can get them to church and I can get them and do a training. What I like to do over the summer is to do that cookout or to do a food gathering. We'll do a potluck or something like that, and then incorporate a 30-minute training. Nothing
right.
huge or major, but something that will equip our leaders. Now, the problem with me this year is I feel like I need to do a massive retraining on our leaders because we have some new leaders coming in, but also just it would be a good refresher for our existing leaders. Would you encourage people to do like a training day maybe, or are you thinking that this lunch and learn stuff that you're doing will kind of help accomplish the same thing?
Well, I guess it depends on what you want to train them on. All right. So let's talk about the different types of training first. There's first the logistical training, right? Yeah. Like when to show up, where to get the balloons that you're going to use for the game, you know, everything like that. I don't know why I picked balloons, but you know, where do you get the tangibles? When do you show up? How do you lock up? That's usually stuff you can train either on the go or by having a new volunteer follow a veteran volunteer.
Okay.
Or it's something that you can communicate in an email or a PDF. So in those regards, I wouldn't necessarily create a training where you're sitting in front of a room saying like, all right, on the third cabinet on your left, this is where you get the scotch tape. Like okay. You're going to waste people's time.
Right.
For me, I'm always thinking, okay, what people are giving up money and time to be there, right? They're paying for a babysitter. They may be eating out if you're not providing food, or they're buying food for their kids if they have a babysitter or someone watching. They're giving up time, you know, not just the time to be there at the meeting, but the commute that it takes too. So if you're planning a meeting at like 6:30, I mean, you and I know this being in the DMV, that like if you're planning a meeting anywhere around that 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock time, or just after that, they're going to hit beltway traffic.
Yep.
And that can be horrendous. And so, they're going to be giving up time and they're going to maybe even show up a little bit tired. So what of value am I communicating in those trainings? So for me, I like to make them as experiential as possible. Mm-hmm. So what that means is there's either a subject matter that we are going to talk about and discuss in a very relational way. Mm-hmm. So for example, I was meeting with our confirmation advisors and I took them through a process of what a confirmation meeting looks like with one of their students. Mm-hmm. So we prayed together, we watched a short, a little video together. And the video was actually Roy Pettifil's, who's this Christian family therapist, did a TED talk on What Teens Need You to Know. Mm-hmm. And we watched that video and then we dissected that. We did a little prayer activity that we would do in our groups. And as we were going through, I'm saying, this is how you're going to experience the night. The blocks are happening. So I'm training them. We're not only talking about how to work with teenagers, but we're also training them on how to overcome some of the roadblocks that take place. Mm-hmm. For example, in that meeting after the video, all I had to do was ask one question. And that question was, what did you guys think of the video? And the conversation took off. All the adults started talking. It was dialogue. It was great conversation. And then I hit pause and I said, all right, guys, if I asked that question, that would be a bad question with teens. And I'd probably have a lot of silence. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how we would handle, after watching a video, how to handle the questions. And so then we had a dialogue about asking questions and follow up and being okay with silence and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it was like a dual training in that regards. So that's more of that's one type of training. Another type of training is if you want to build community, right? And that's where you can have fun and do team building activities. One of my favorite ones is the Marshmallow Spaghetti Challenge. Heard of that before?
Wait a second. Explain it to me. I think I may know what it is, but yeah. What
All
is
right.
It?
So you split people up into teams.
Okay.
And you give them 20 pieces of spaghetti.
Okay.
One marshmallow, a yard of tape, a yard of string, and they have to construct a self-standing tower with the marshmallow on top. And the team that builds the highest tower wins. And there's a whole like TED talk and teaching to it, and a really good lesson in there. So incorporating games or activities that promote team building, collaboration, communication, you know, basically looking at, okay, what's the ultimate outcome of these meetings? Like if I'm going to ask people to sacrifice their time and their money, you know, and their energy to be here, what am I hoping is different about their lives that they see value in? Mm-hmm. And I think if you can answer those questions, then you can plan quality meetings in that regards. A training over lunch, like I was talking about before, that might be as simple as sending someone an article ahead of time and then treating them to lunch and discussing that article. You know, and that's the value in that is that they're getting free lunch and they're also getting one-on-one time or one-on-two time, depending if I limit it to two or three volunteers during that period. So, be creative with your trainings, but also ask that question, what's the value that they're getting out of it?
Yeah. And I think that's very creative that you've kind of broken it up into different segments there, because then again, trying to do a massive training on a particular day, like you said, it's hit or miss. Someone could be on vacation, they could be doing this or that. It's not a guarantee. And if it's very important, I like how you think of different creative ways to kind of do that. So
yeah.
That's really cool. Well, but you also have some other resources other than your simple, you know, you have your Marathon Youth Ministry blog, which I love because I get a ton of great insights out of that. And that's great stuff. But you also have two other things that you do that you offer that I think can be valuable to youth ministers and their teams. So what are those two things that you have?
Yeah, so we actually just launched recently the MYM Toolbox. And I don't know if that name's going to stick or not, but it's basically our online store where some of the resources that I use in my trainings with my volunteers or resources that I've used with my coaching for Marathon Youth Ministry coaching are now available for purchase. And it's only a couple bucks. And you can buy it once and duplicate it as much as you want. I don't care. I want it to get out there. I want to help youth ministers. And basically, we have everything from helping you identify who are the teens you're trying to reach mm-hmm. to what you want, what's the vision that you have for these teenagers. Mm-hmm. We have resources on building your team. We even have a resource called Time Savers, which used to be an opt-in on our site, but we've developed it where it's there to help you manage your time, manage your priorities, help you figure out exactly what are the big rocks in your life that you need to accomplish so that you can do the things that you love in ministry. And so if you head over to marathonyouthministry.com and click on store right there, you'll see resources for leaders, training resources. You'll see access to my books, just a chance to, continue to build up your arsenal for training your leaders right there.
Yeah. And see, what I love about your stuff is that you have really, I mean, this isn't just like a blog post that you put together. Like I can put together a blog post and, you know, with different experiences that I've had, but the way that you have accumulated this stuff and the experience that you, and the thought that you've put behind this, it's really great stuff. And so I would encourage anybody who's looking for some resources, not just for you as a student minister, but for your team as well, that this is something that you want to check out. I'll have the show notes in the show notes. I'll have links to this, but you also had something that you've done recently and you're probably going to start back up again. What is it about the huddles that you've been doing?
Well, before we jump into the huddles, how about this for all your listeners, if they use the promo code Sidekick, right?
Yes.
They'll get 50% discount for the month of June. That's for the remainder of the month. So use that promo code Sidekick and we'll give you 50% off on all the resources there.
That is awesome, dude. I'm going to really go in there and look to see what I can download again, because I'm getting back in the fold of full-time student ministry. I've been kind of on the back, like I've been doing a lot of the background work. I haven't been doing a lot of the upfront work lately. We've had other student ministers, but I've recently just gone back into doing full-time student ministry and I'm really excited about it, but I'm also looking for some new ideas and some new things. So I'm going to check out the store for myself. So this is great.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And any feedback would be great too. We're just looking to continue to grow. And if there are things that you guys need help on. And, you know, coaching, I know not everyone can afford, but if there are more resources that we can look into and create, definitely send those ideas to us. Just go to marathonyouthministry.com and reach out to us through the website.
Yeah.
But yeah, jumping into the huddle.
Yes.
So about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we launched this experiment called the MYM Huddle. And it's basically an online course meets a cohort, right? An online cohort. So basically, we wanted to not just give you videos and content that you could go through with a resource, but we wanted to provide a little bit of training that goes along with it. And so we've covered subjects like confirmation, small groups, volunteers. In fact, we just wrapped up our MYM huddle on building a dynamic team. And we're actually working on a couple of other subjects. I'm looking to do a huddle on student worship bands with two of my friends, Chris and Simon, who are going to help me with that. There's also one that I'm working with a couple of diocesan directors on new youth ministers. So if you are new and fresh to the trenches of ministry and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know, this cohort or huddle will be there for you. And if you want to look at what we've done, just go to marathonyouthministry.com and search huddle, and we'll have more information on there. But keep your ears open and your eyes open, you know, a little bit later in July into August for the Marathon Youth Ministry huddle relaunch. It's going to be awesome. It's just a chance, you know, also not just to learn from me, because, you know, even though I have all this experience in youth ministry, I'm not the expert. Tom, it's bringing other men and women who have in the trench experience and bouncing ideas off of them. Because I think one of the things we could do better as a youth worker community is collaborate and share ideas and invest in one another. And that's what the huddle does.
Yeah. And see, that's what I love about what you do. I mean, again, you bring a lot of different people together and a lot of different backgrounds together in order to help do ministry more effectively. And I love it. Kind of, I really feel like it when you were just talking about this, it really ties into what we talked about at the Orange Conference about one voice and how
right.
Collaborate with other people with other backgrounds, all for the kingdom of heaven. And I love, again, your resources and the thought that you put into it. It's just been fantastic. So I would strongly encourage you, you know, as they're getting ready to launch some new huddles and whatnot, to look into Marathon Youth Ministry and check it out, because it won't be something that you will be disappointed by in any stretch of the imagination. So
thanks. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
There's my
plug. That's a great endorsement. I love that. Like, I'll have to put that on the website, but yeah.
Oh yeah. There you go. Yeah. No, but I think it's awesome. And I think this summertime can be a very vital time for us to be growing as ministers, but also growing our teams. And I think you've got a lot of great resources out there that can help us out. Okay. So as we kind of wrap up, again, we've already talked about Marathon Youth Ministry. So how can people connect with you on social media if they have a question for you in general?
Sure. So I'm on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn, Chris R. Wesley. Search Christopher Wesley on LinkedIn. And then Facebook, Marathon Youth Ministry, we have a page. It's a great place to reach out to me. But probably the best way is through the website, marathonyouthministry.com. You can connect with me there as well. I'd love just to meet you and, you know, spend time getting to know you and your ministry, any way that I can serve you, whether it's through coaching, the huddle, the online store, or anyway, would be incredible. So, don't hesitate to reach out, see you on the social media web or whatever they're calling it these days.
Well, that's where I see, even though we live less than 2 hours apart, it's always nice to see you online. I see more online than anything.
Yeah. Hey, right.
By the way, the Orange Tour is coming up. Are you going, are you guys going to an Orange Tour?
Yeah. We hope to go to Lancaster again. Okay. That's where we went last time. I assume you go to the one in DC, right?
Well, it's or now, Virginia. It's in Richmond now. Richmond, so it's a little bit further away, but yeah, we're going to go to that one.
Yeah, I wish it was a little closer. I like the idea of the Virginia one, because the Lancaster one, no offense to your Pennsylvania listeners, it's in the middle of Amish country, which is nowhere, but Richmond's just a little too far. So
yeah, I was in Pennsylvania. My family lives in Pennsylvania, and we were trying to get to the beach, my girls and I, and we went through Amish country and literally on those two lane roads, and then trying to get around the horse and buggies is a little. Right.
So. Yeah, definitely. So.
All right, Chris. Well, as always, it's great talking to you. So thanks for taking time for me.
Hey Tom, anytime, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, let's be in touch.
Definitely. All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Christopher Wesley. Again, he's a great resource, great person to talk to, very humble, but also has a lot of knowledge that can help you in your ministry. So I would really encourage you to check it out. And especially since in the month of June, he's given us this Sidekick discount. I would strongly encourage you to check out the page at marathonyouthministry.com and see what's there available that you might want for your team. Again, 50% off. That's an awesome deal, and he's got great resources. So I would encourage you to do that. But I would also love to hear from you right now. Like, what do you do during the summer that you've found to be effective for your team to train them and equip them? What do you do with them? I would love to hear your thoughts on that. So hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. We can carry on the conversation from there. All right, heroes. Well, thanks so much for joining me. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, go to ymsidekick.com or iTunes. iTunes, you can just flat out subscribe to. On ymsidekick.com, you can check out the blog, the vlogs, the Twitter ebook, and the podcast as well. And you can subscribe to it there and Google Play as well. However you want to subscribe to it or check out more of the content, I would love for you to do that. That'd be great. So there you have it. All right, heroes. Well, as always, have a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.